From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I always cherished my locally owned pharmacies, but when the last independent pharmacy in San Francisco bit the dust a decade ago, I turned to Safeway. 5 years ago, I realized that everyone who worked in the pharmacy was wearing thick sweaters under their lab coats. Some wore mittens, too. Directly across from the pharmacy window, not more than 5 feet away, was the freezer section of the store, stuffed full of bologna and butter. I called the president of Safeway. He didn't take my call. I wrote him a letter. He said he'd look into the situation. Nothing got done. Every few months, I call Safeway headquarters and get transferred from one division to another, and nothing happens. Finally, this spring, Safeway upgraded and rebuilt the pharmacy. But the window opening was exactly where it started out 5 years ago, and the coats and sweaters were still on padded workers. Then one day I literally bumped into Safeway's safety officer. After investigating the situation, she told me the problem was simple. A thermostat had been turned off. But it's not simple. Everyone is still wearing coats and mittens, and some are coughing. It's a devastating fact of advanced capitalism that there are no more independent pharmacies. Our memories of the old pharmacies are quaint, but they're just that, distant and faint memories. Small businesses get gobbled up. If we were not all struggling so mightily to survive, more people would aspire to own their own business. Sadly, there are no more hopes and dreams, just sniffles and thick sweatshirts. I'm glad the thermostat is on. I'm glad that the head pharmacist says it's more comfortable in there. But I don't plan on resting until I see every last parka hung up on nice little antique wall hooks. It's San Francisco, for God's sake, not Siberia. With a perspective, I'm Lanny Silver.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.